I've been teaching myself how to use a 3D printer.
And it's arrived.
Well, this is the thing. My experiment is, I want to know, if I were to get a 3D printer, is it going to be so onerous for me to learn how to use it that it becomes another one of those technologies that I purchase and then never use?
Right.
Because we fall into that.
Sure.
Right? A cool tech comes out and you want it and you buy it and then it's too hard to learn and you don't have time and it just sits on a shelf somewhere. And then it becomes obsolete.
Yes.
So I've taken a different approach and said, okay, well, I'm going to learn how to 3D print first.
Okay.
And then I'm going to...
Working with designs?
Make that decision. So yes, working with designs.
Okay, very cool.
So I use a tool at Tinkercad.com, which is made by the Autodesk folks.
Yep.
And it allows me to use my web browser to do 3D designs.
Cool. So what ideas have you come up with?
So my original ideas are very, very basic, Jeff. As you can imagine, I mean, I'm just learning the ropes. Right. But so, and I mentioned this 2 weeks ago when you were here, that I was going to do this, and I've done it, is that in my laundry room, I wanted a place to hang face masks. Because we've got three kids at home.
Yes.
And we all have five or more of these. I think I've got like 10 of them myself because I'm working in the field and the kids each have five face masks. But we bought the washable ones and you don't want to put them through the dryer. So
right.
I want to make a rack for them. So I've designed, I haven't printed because I don't have a 3D printer, but this was the experiment. Can I design the idea that comes to mind, which is a half-inch piece of PVC pipe hanging in the unfinished laundry room. So I've got access to the rafters. I can just screw right into them. And so I designed the plates to put the half-inch PVC up on the ceiling hanging, and the hooks that are going to hook onto that to allow us to hang as many masks as we want.
Very cool.
So it is kind of cool. So it feels like something that I'm actually designing. I'm actually creating based on a need, based on something that I probably couldn't just walk into a hardware store and buy, and probably doing it a lot cheaper. There's the cost of a 3D printer, but as BP9 mentioned on the Discord earlier today, the fact is that even though there's an investment in the 3D printer, which is pretty cheap these days, you can go to our website, category5.tv, click on shop, you'll see an Ender 3 V2 there, and they're not very expensive. So the initial hurdle of like the investment is there, but fairly quickly as you design and print things, you're going to make that back.
Of course.
That's the idea.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm really seeing that as I look at things in online shopping and think, this is the challenge that I've given myself. Could I create that myself with a 3D printer? And then I start looking at, okay, well, that thing would cost me $20 and I could print it for 20 cents.
Right.
So how quickly could I make that back? It's an interesting experiment, but I've proven to myself that one, I can design things. I can take my ideas. Very, very basic right now, folks. You can see the designs that I've done at thingiverse.com/baldnerd. You can see my designs, but you'll see the hooks that I made and the mounting apparatus for it. And then I've also taken it one step further and I've taken other people's designs because you can get onto thingiverse.com. You can find things that are close to what you want, then load them into your software, in my case, Tinkercad for now. And tweak it, modify it, change it, make it so that it suits your purpose.
Very cool.
It is kind of cool. So I'm at that point, I think, where it's like, yeah, I can do this. Yeah. So now when I do make that investment, when I get the 3D printer and I set that up and I'm ready to print, I'm ready to print. I have designs. I've proven that I can design and I'm good to go.
I like that.
Interesting, right? So Tinkercad.com is the software that I'm using for now. Yeah. It's probably rudimentary in so many ways, but it's really, really easy for me to get my feet wet when it comes to 3D printing.
You got to start somewhere.
And then I talk with Bo Lechnowski from Ameridroid, and he's telling me about how he programs 3D designs. He uses software that is so much more sophisticated than what I'm doing through my web browser.
Right.
And is able to actually tweak things by adjusting numbers in the program. And that's why he's able to do things that I can imagine, but I'm not capable of yet.
Right.
Right.
Bo's a cool guy.
Yeah, oh yeah. Thingiverse.com/baldnerd. Check out my designs.